Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owner, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be those of June Hersey, and we're going to be talking about dangerous foods. And so we do hope that many of you out there will be interested in this subject, because, you know, it used to be many years ago, back at the beginning of the last century, that one person in 33 got cancer in the United States. Today it's about one person in two or one person in three gets cancer. Why is there such a dramatic increase in the incidence of cancer in our country? Why are so many children have some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality with attention deficit disorders, with certainly attention deficit hyperactivity disorders? What is it that has altered our entire way of life? And so we do hope that many of you will certainly get the information we're talking about. And we're going to be talking today to June Hersey. That's June Hersey. And, of course, she's going to be carrying on the work of Dr. Feingold, who many years ago was talking about the dangers of many of the food additives and certainly many of the food colorings that are used today in our food. What people do not really understand is that, unfortunately, why much of what we get in the way of prepared food is just not healthy. So Jane has been working on this since Dr. Feingold died, and she is actively working to try to educate people about the very real danger of many of the food additives added to our food. Now, we've talked to you in the past about the danger of MSG. We've talked to you in the past about the danger of aspartame. Well, we haven't talked to you in the past about the danger of food additives, and of course, really, I wasn't too well acquainted with the information that Dr. Feingold had accumulated, and since he passed away, June has been on the front lines of the battle to get the information out. June Hersey, thank you so very much for being with us.
Yes, thank you. I'm delighted to be with you.
Well, why don't you tell us just a little bit about Dr. Feingold's work, and then how you got involved in this?
Yes, certainly. Dr. Feingold was the chief of allergy, as well as being a pediatrician at Kaiser Permanente in San Francisco. And when he was treating an adult woman patient, he was actually treating her for hives, he was aware that some of the food dyes and certain other additives and some foods even, he was aware that there were a number of things that contributed to hives in some people. And so he put her on a diet that excluded things like food dye, artificial flavoring, and he temporarily took away a group of common fruits. And what he found out was that when the woman was on this diet and being on the diet for treating the hives, her behavior changed. She had a lot of behavior problems, even though she was an adult, and when she avoided particularly the additives, her behavior became normal. So this was the beginning of his looking into this. And he was a brilliant doctor and clinician, but also very, very curious about not just how to help a patient, but when he did help them, he wanted to know why. And this led to further research and to his development of the Feingold program.
All right. Now, was this a woman schizophrenic, or was he just...
No, not at all. And as a matter of fact, of course, Dr. Feingold was part of the Kaiser system at that point. He was not aware that she was seeing the psychiatrist at Kaiser and that she had been seeing the psychiatrist for some time. I don't think her symptoms were obviously really blatant, but she had a lot of difficulty getting along with fellow employees, getting along with family members.
All right, you hold that thought. We're going to bring out some other stations on board. If you're one of the millions of Americans who has a business, credit card, automobile, medical, or unsecured loan debt of $10,000 or more, and you can't make your monthly payments, Why don't you call David Lemure and his debt settlement company at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, because they'll contact your creditors, they'll negotiate a 30 to 60% reduction of what you owe, and arrange for a convenient payment schedule that'll get you out of debt in 12 to 36 months. Why don't you call today? Because the penalties and interest on your debt is increasing, and call David Lemure at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, and start getting out of debt today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash. Are you ready?
I, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I do hereby indict you, Dr. Peter Duesberg, for the deaths of millions of people worldwide through your role in the creation of AIDS.
Dr. Peter Duesberg, are you a mass murderer?
I'm afraid I'm not quite that powerful. I think Dr. Horowitz must have seen Dr. Strangelove once too many times. The retroviruses are the most harmless viruses that we know.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash, Are You Ready? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing and most controversial program on the Genesis Communications Network. Find out why. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hershey. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Jane Hersey. We're talking about food additives and, of course, its relationship to behavior. So Jane is simply telling us that when they first got started back in 1975 with support groups across America, they really didn't know what to do. Certainly, are you going to look at the package when you're going to buy something that's pre-processed? But are they really being honest? Are they putting a true list of the products that are there, or are they concealing certain things? So you pick up the story, James, you've been at this for the better part of well over 30 years. So
yes,
what have you actually learned, and what can you tell our listeners? Because so many of our listeners out there, I'm sure, are plagued by children with behavioral disorders, and so we know there's certain things that will produce ADD and ADHD, but are there other items as well? So you tell the story.
Sure, I'd be glad to. Well, we learned early on that food labels are not necessarily complete and not even accurate. And so one of the things our nonprofit has been doing for all these years is researching brand name food. So we know the secrets that the industry doesn't necessarily want you to know. We know which brand name foods are acceptable and which are not because we research them with the manufacturer. So what that means, whether the family is dealing with a child with behavior problems, learning problems, health problems, or maybe the family just simply doesn't want to eat these unwanted chemicals, we know how to find whatever, pretty much whatever you want. I really don't think I'm exaggerating. Anything you want, we can find it in a form without the worst of the additives because we do the food research and we identify which products are okay. So if you're cooking from scratch, that's fine. But if you want to use processed foods, there are lots of processed foods out there that we know about now and that are free of these additives.
All right. Well, now, how can people share what you've learned? I mean, where are they going to learn about this?
Well, they can go to our website. Would this be an appropriate time?
That would be a fine time.
Okay, great. Thank you. Our website is ADHDdiet.org, ADHDdiet.org, and they'll get a lot of information right on the website. They can read all of part one of my book right online, and it will also describe the materials that we put together. We have books listing thousands of brand name products. These books are running, they're almost up to 200 pages now. Just list after list of brand name products that you can buy that these foods do not have, these brand name products do not have things like synthetic colors, artificial flavors, certain preservatives. They do not contain aspartame. So we've done the research already. And all the family needs to do is, well, let's say you want a macaroni and cheese mix. You open the book to the section where it would have that listed, and you select one, and that's what you can get.
All right, fine. Well, now what about things like Campbell's soup? It's very, very popular with the average individual. Is there any danger in Campbell's soups? Because they taste wonderful. You know, I was raised on Campbell's soup, but I have also subsequently learned that some of those have things in it that aren't good for us. What about that?
Well, not just Campbell's, but soups in general tend to hide monosodium glutamate in them. They will list it as something like hydrolyzed protein, or more likely they'll list it as autolyzed yeast extract, or just plain yeast. So when you look at a label for soup, first of all, you can look in our food list book and see what you see there. But when you're just out shopping and you look at labels of soup, look for the word yeast. Now, sadly, even soups in natural food stores very often will have yeast. Well, what does that mean? Well, I don't think they're talking about nutritional yeast. And for goodness sakes, yeast is what you put in bread. And it makes the bread rise. Well, soup doesn't rise. So when you see the word yeast on a label of soup, stay away from it, because it means they're hiding monosodium glutamate.
And they do, Chris. Monosodium glutamate really is a taste enhancer, but it also is an excitotoxin, and it kills brain cells. It has, I mean, all sorts of horrible problems, pathological obesity, cancer. The MSG should have been outlawed a long time ago.
Absolutely.
But of course, go ahead.
I was just going to say, a lot of researchers say that it's linked with obesity.
Right.
And when researchers need to study animals, study obesity in animals, they inject the baby animals with MSG, and that creates obese animals.
And of course, old people talk about all this terrible epidemic of obesity we have in America, and they never tell you that it's related to aspartame and MSG, and they know it, but of course they're concealing that from the American people. So basically, tell us a little bit about this book. Does this book go into any of things like Betty Crocker products, you know, the wonderful baking products? Are these things healthy? Is there anything to worry about them? Artificial flavoring or artificial additives in these products?
Right. Well, you know, that's a good question, because major food companies very often will make two different versions of almost the same thing. Now, we do not have any Betty Crocker products listed, but that isn't necessarily because there's something wrong with them, but it's because the manufacturer, General Mills, has consistently refused to fill out our forms. So if a company will not fill out our forms, our research forms, then we cannot include the product in our food list book. But there are many major companies that will fill out the forms. So, for example, if you're going to buy a chocolate cake mix, Duncan Hines has one version with artificial flavor and another version without artificial flavor.
And how do you know? You're just going to have to look there at that label.
Well, you would look on our food list book.
All right.
And that would tell you. If you do not have our food list, then you can read the label. And I don't mean to imply you can get no information from the ingredient label. You can get some. But our standards are pretty high. So we want to know, not just have they added BHT, for example. That's one of the petroleum-based preservatives. And by the way, Dr. Stan, most of these additives that we eliminate are derived from petroleum, from crude oil. So a product may or may not list the BHT. And when we research it, we ask not just does it contain BHT, is there any in the packaging mix? Is it in the pan grease? If it's a bread, is it in the shortening? Is it in the vitamin fortification? So that's the kind of very persnickety, if you will, research that we do. We want to find out even about trace amounts so that if it goes on our food list, then we've done everything we can to make sure that this product is really free of this particular additive. Now, if somebody wants to just kind of casually improve their diet, they can do that by reading labels, but they should be aware that they're not going to get complete information.
Now, what's the title of the book that you have, you know, with all these food products listed?
Right. The book is called Our Food List and Shopping Guide, but we publish a number of books. Actually, that book, The Food List and Shopping Guide, is part of a complete package of materials that we provide. So if somebody wants to try the Feingold program out, they can order the whole package. It would be our handbook, our recipe ideas. They don't have to follow them, but they're really simple recipes. They would get the food list. They would get our newsletter because we update the food list throughout the year. We publish our newsletter 10 times a year, and we constantly are updating these food lists because products change all the time. So they receive that. They receive access to our members' bulletin board, which is a wonderful resource. If you're up in the middle of the night and you want to ask somebody a question, chances are you're going to get a response back before long. There are other things that are included. We research supplements. We research mail order products. And not only that, we even find out what are the choices that we would suggest for major fast food restaurants. So it's an entire package that people can order to get all of this information together. The food list alone would be somewhat useful, but it's really not enough.
Well, of course, what fast food restaurants do you recommend? Do you recommend any of them?
Yeah, the big ones. We research the big ones. Now, I really should use this opportunity, Dr. Stan, to emphasize the Feingold program is not intended to be a perfect diet by any means. Dr. Feingold's goal was to alert people to the fact that certain food additives, not all, just certain ones, can affect behavior. They can also affect learning as well as health problems. So our program is really a very modest one, which is why it's so easy to do. We cut out what we have found to be the worst offenders. We cut out synthetic food dyes. Those are made from petroleum, from crude oil. We cut out all artificial flavors, which, as you pointed out a little bit ago, hide a multitude of sins. Then we cut out 3 preservatives. We cut out aspartame. And there are other additives that we list if they are in the food. We list the MSG. We list the nitrites. We don't think very highly of high fructose corn syrup. We don't think highly of sodium benzoate. We also list calcium propionate. But the main focus is on a first step toward good health, getting rid of the most offensive chemicals that we found.
Well, now, do you get at all of the bisphenols at all, which, of course, is a byproduct of plastic?
Yes.
Do
we eliminate those?
No, yes.
No, we don't. What we are doing is getting people started in this area. And in our newsletter, we will write about things like that. We'll caution people about all sorts of things. One of our member families was doing very well on the program, and then suddenly their little boys just started getting sicker and sicker. And it turned out that they had built a new porch, and the children loved to play on the porch, and the lumber was treated with arsenic. Now, we don't cut out certain lumber. You know, we just don't go into that depth. However, once people understand the basics, once they understand that there's a lot of stuff in food that's highly questionable, and once they begin to educate themselves about it, then they're ready to learn about plastics and arsenic in wood and which sweeteners are undesirable. So we're like first grade.
Well, how many people do you actually have, you know, taking your letter and in your organization?
Well, our email newsletter, I believe, is 25,000.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Sure.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
H and T as in Thomas, and then there's a new one, TBHQ. These are the three major preservatives that we found to be a real problem, and they're very widely used in food and not necessarily listed. So, for example, let's say you see a package of crackers, and it says all natural, no preservatives added. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's all natural and that there are no preservatives added. What may have happened is that the baker orders the oil or the shortening, and the manufacturer of the oil or the shortening puts the BHT in the product in his factory and then ships it to the baker. And the only additives that the baker has to put on his label are those that he himself added.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest, of course, is Jane Hersey, talking about food additives and, of course, really the dangers that most people really don't understand with all these readily prepared foods. And she was talking about some of the preservatives they're using. Now, are these petroleum products, these preservatives you're talking about?
Yes, they are. And they can be added to the food. They can be added to a component of the food. And in many cases, you'll see on a cereal box, it will say BHA or BHT is added to protect freshness. Well, it's added to protect the profits of the company that provides it because they don't want the cereal to appear to have spoiled. So what they do is they spray the inside liner so that every time you shake out some more cereal, whatever preservative is still there coats the cereal that is left, So we know that when a company, if they choose to do so, if they add enough of this preservative, the food will never appear to spoil. I mean, you really can get immortal foods this way, but humans don't do very well when they eat this sort of thing.
What sort of damage does it actually do to people?
Well, you know, it varies enormously, and it varies with the individual. We are all individual. A lot of times a parent will think, well, I guess the Feingold program isn't for me because my child doesn't have all 10 of these particular characteristics on a checklist. Even in the same family, it can vary. For example, when my husband ate one of these additives that we eliminate, he would become first very irritable, rather jumpy and uptight, and if he had had enough of it, he would get a migraine headache. And these were headaches that could last 3 to 4 days. Now, when my older daughter ate the same chemical, she would become very dreamy, very distractible. There were times when I couldn't even make eye contact with her. And sometimes her behavior would be very bizarre. Sometimes she would become aggressive. And much of the time it was like she was off in a little world of her own and wasn't even hearing what other people were saying.
Is there any connection between these food additives and cancer? Is there anybody that's done studies on them?
Yes, actually, there are studies. If you go to our website, ADHDdiet.org, that will take you to studies that have linked these additives with all kinds of problems, including cancer, DNA damage, immune system damage, reproductive damage, nerve damage. You know, if the system worked as it's supposed to work, these additives would not be in our food in the first place because there's ample proof to show how damaging they are. For example, red number 3 is one of the food dyes that's still in our food, despite the fact that it was found decades ago to cause thyroid cancer in animals.
Well, now,
and that should be illegal.
But why would the Federal Drug Administration allow those things to be in the food if the Delaney Amendment that says
right.
If it produces something, if a product produces a cancer in animals, it can't be put in the diet?
Well, that's what the law says. You're absolutely right. And the sad thing is that years ago, I believe it was 3 different FDA commissioners tried to get rid of red number 3. They said, their lawyers said, this is illegal, it's blatantly illegal, it should be taken out of food. Now, unfortunately, when you're dealing with government agencies, the person at the top of the heap, the person overseeing this, and in this case it was the Secretary of Health and Human Services at the time, who was actually the boss over the FDA, there's always somebody up at the top who is a political appointee. And unfortunately, politics always trumps science. So the political appointees and the people at the top of these agencies usually are the ones who are preventing the folks working for them from doing their job. It's a pretty sad state of affairs.
Well, in many cities, we see the dramatic increase in the incidence of cancer.
Yes.
You would think, of course, somebody would be beginning to put 2 and 2 together, and you'd come up now with 5, but with 4.
You'd think also that scientists would realize that these additives, for example, let's use the food dyes. That's a good example. These things were put into our food without ever being adequately tested. Most of them were just grandfathered in. They've been around for many, many, many years. Actually, there are only 7 dyes that are commonly used in food. Most of the rest have been banned. So if you look, for example, at the red dye, there are 2 red dyes that are allowed in food, just 2. There's red 3 and red 40. Now, look at all the missing numbers. There were many, many, many dyes, many red dyes that used to be in food, and they have been banned. What's the difference between the ones that have been outlawed and the ones that are still in food? I don't think there's any difference between them.
All right, fine. So what you're suggesting is, of course, we're not being very well protected by our government, and you are a watchdog organization, sounding a clarion call. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Jane Hersey, and she is working with a group that's trying to educate people about the danger of the food additives, specifically the food additives, the food colorings, and so many of the things that are in it, of course, the preservatives in our food, which, of course, create behavioral disorders. They're carcinogenic. There's only the MSG. Aspartame actually create obesity problems. Many of these, of course, impact the endocrine system. And these things are well known. So why aren't we hearing about them? Why aren't the doctors telling about them? And I'll tell you why. Because the doctors, frankly, do not know. And I know when I was practicing medicine, I never had time to worry about nutrition. In fact, we sort of made fun of those people who, you know, were food fatters and were really concerned about the diet. And those people who used vitamins and minerals. And how much I've learned since I left the practice of medicine about the dangers of many medicines, but also the dangers of many of the things we eat. Well, anyway, Jane, one more time, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your organization. And then, of course, we're going to open up our lines here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, right here in the Central Coast of California. Jane, one more time, how can people get in touch with your organization?
Certainly. Well, they can call our toll-free number as well as go to our website. The toll-free number is 800-321-3287. That's 800-321-3287. But if they go to our website, they'll find a tremendous amount of information. Our site is adhddiet.org, adhddiet.org.
All right, fine. Now, when Dr. Feingold was practicing medicine, I'm sure he was applying these basic ideas. Well, how was he received by the other doctors?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, initially, when he first announced his findings to the American Medical Association in 1973, he was considered a hero, because by that time, many pediatricians and family practice physicians were seeing a growing number of children with what they called hyperkinesis or minimal brain dysfunction. The names keep changing. And they didn't know what was going on, and they didn't understand what they could do to help them. And here was one of their own highly esteemed colleagues who came up with not only some thoughts and some ideas about what was going on, but practical ways that were actually working. And Dr. Feingold was helping children who had been pretty much given up on by the medical community. And the honeymoon lasted less than a year, as far as I can tell. I never really specifically asked Dr. Feingold about the length of time before all of a sudden the industry lobbies won the day, and suddenly the medical establishment dropped the whole idea. So that's a mystery as to why they did that, and why they suddenly, something that they had embraced so energetically, they decided that they didn't want to deal with. So we don't know the answer to that. But what we are seeing now, more than 30 years later, is that so many physicians and researchers are taking a second look at this. They are looking at the studies, and there are plenty of supportive studies. They're asking the right questions. Well, we know diet helps a tremendous number of children. Why aren't doctors recommending it? That was the editorial of the recent British Medical Journal, the May issue.
All right.
So it's changing, but a lot of people have suffered over the years.
And I think a lot of people will continue to suffer, and that's why I certainly respect the fact that you're willing to get the information out. We want to help you. Let's go to Joan calling from Carmel. Hi, Joan. Do you have a question or comment for Jane?
I was listening to your program, Dr. Stan, several weeks ago when you talked about hydrolyzed wheat protein and soy protein.
Right.
And I had no idea that that had anything to do with glutamate. But anyway, I've been using a cream on my body for about 5 years that had that out of five ingredients that was listed at as the second ingredient on
mm-hmm.
it. And suddenly I've kicked up with what they think they're calling subclinical hyperthyroidism, and even possibly Graves, and throwing all that at me. But it can, I know the skin is the largest organ in the body. Could that have done some damage? I had no idea it had anything to do with MSG.
Okay, do you have any thoughts at all on that?
You know, I have not heard about this. We don't deal as much with topical products, although we deal to some extent with them, as we do with food products, but anything that says hydrolyzed protein, I would run the other way.
And Joan, I think you're absolutely right. I think that you should not be doing it. Remember, you can absorb things right through your skin, and the average individual does not understand there are all sorts of toxic products out there, and you cannot depend upon the government agencies to protect you. You're going to have to start protecting yourself and get away from these as much as you can.
Which I did, but what do you do for yourself? From there on, is there any solutions out there that...
Now, in reference to what?
To having had used this and
possibly... Well, I would hope that your body, ordinarily the body has wonderful curative ability, and once you get away from it, hopefully you will no longer have problems from it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
God bless. And okay, again, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And the body ordinarily will metabolize these products, and hopefully there will be no permanent damage.
Be wise to try to have a fairly clean diet, too.
Right. And I think, of course, we have to really change our whole approach to our eating. I really believe this is so vitally important. Certainly, that doesn't mean you give up everything that's worthwhile and good. But of course, certainly, a lot of these ready prepared foods do carry things in them which are dangerous to your health, and you better understand that. And there are many, many studies. The government launched a war on cancer many years ago, and spent literally billions of dollars doing scientific studies on so many of the products we've been talking about, food additives of one sort or another, and the certain foods that we eat and their danger. And then all that information was suppressed. It was never given to the average physician, certainly not made public knowledge. It's up there in the scientific literature. But how many of you have a doctor who reads the scientific literature on nutrition? And I'd say that just about none of you do. And the great tragedy is the doctor doesn't know you've got to get educated. And we need to really start educating our doctors who want to do what's best for you. But if they do not know, of course, they're not going to suddenly come in and let the patients know what's going on. So basically, you actually have this program. You offer a kit, and the kit costs about what?
It's a little over $82, I think $82.50. It's about that.
All right.
It provides everything that you need to use the program. To keep up with it and to keep you updated throughout the year.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Annette, who's calling us from West Virginia. Hi, Annette. Do you have a question or comment?
Oh, well, I have a comment.
All right.
I had been quite ill for really decades with a polymyalgia rheumatica, and I was able to get rid of it with natural remedies, but I found that using coconut oil on my body, especially under my arms and in my feet and the extremities, it's pulled the poison out of my feet. And also, there are good groups in the country, like the National Health Federation in Monrovia, California. I have been a life member since 1964, and they put out a tremendous amount of good information. There is also a newspaper called The Crusader. It's in the South. I believe it's in, Georgia or Florida, but you could find it on the Internet.
That's Greg Sciola, and we have him as a frequent guest. In fact, the fellow from the National Health Federation distributes our books. He buys them 50 at a time. Anything else I'd like to say, Annette? I certainly agree with you, and I think that's interesting about the coconut oil. Anything else?
It's marvelous. Just offhand, I can't think of anything, but if I do, I will call you personally.
Thank you so much. Goodbye. And do you know anything at all about the use of coconut oil? Would you like to venture any thoughts on that, Jane?
Yes. I have been reading about it, and I have been using it myself, and many of my colleagues have as well. You know, this is a very good example of how the Feingold program fits in. For example, before most of our members found that they were compelled to find an answer for their child's behavior, most of them ate the usual awful stuff that you find in the average supermarket. And when they come to us, what we are suggesting for them to do is really so simple and so doable. We are telling them you don't have to make drastic changes in the foods that you're buying. Just make the simple switch to these versions without the worst of the additives. Now, what happens is this. They see a change in their child, even without having a super healthy diet, even by just getting rid of the worst of the petrochemicals, they typically see a clear change in their child. And then that's what I call the aha moment, you know, where, oh my gosh, you mean what I'm eating really matters. And from there, then they go on and they start reading more and they learn more. And people like me eventually realize, oh my goodness, there's a whole world of healthy food. And at that point, they're ready to switch over to the coconut oil or to stay away from more of the processed foods. It's a gradual thing. And I'm very proud of the fact that we are the baby step, that almost anybody can use the Feingold program very easily, and then they go on to educate themselves and to eat healthier and healthier food.
And certainly, we certainly encourage people to do exactly what you're recommending. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Jane Hersey, and of course, they're carrying on, of course, Dr. Feingold's tradition. And, of course, he had discovered the relationship between nutrition and behavior. And believe me, there's a very definite But the causal relationship there, many of our behavioral abnormalities can be directly related to nutrition.
Right. And you know, Dr. Stan, I remember back when Dr. Feingold was doing this work and when I first got involved, and as amazing as it is to think back that in the mid-70s, most people did not acknowledge that food had any link to health. Can you believe it now, looking back? They didn't understand that food was connected to health, and most doctors didn't understand it. And those few people who were preaching in the wilderness, if you will, they were called health nuts and, you know, nuts among the berries and all this sort of thing. Well, today, I think any well-educated person recognizes that, yes, food and health are directly linked. Now, where we are going in the Feingold Association and many other people like yourself, we're trying to push it a little further and say, yes, food is very directly linked to health, but it's also linked to behavior. It's linked to learning. It's linked to, you name it, it's linked to it.
Well, I certainly agree with you. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And there's a very definite relationship between nutrition and behavior. And somebody once said, you are what you eat.
Yes.
Sounds a little absurd, but when you stop and think about all of these pre-processed foods and all of the packaged foods, and unless you really learn how to read those labels, and even if you do read the labels, of course, sometimes they lie, but all the various names they will give, say, to MSG products, which are toxic, produce cancer and pathological obesity and infertility and really so many medical problems.
Yes,
and yet they sneak them in under one name or another, hydrolyzed yeast or regular yeast or things of that sort, which, you know, they're not going to tell you what's in them. And the tragedy is they do enhance taste. But, of course, at the cost of your health. And certainly, now, are you making progress? Do you think that more and more people are becoming aware of the specific things you're talking about,
yes,
specifically the food additives and the food dyes and the danger of these dyes?
Yes, I'm very, very excited because, first of all, we have been making progress over the years, but the fact that our program is so simple that even an overworked, stressed-out mom can easily use the Feingold program, that opens it up to virtually anybody who wants to use it. But within just the past 12 months, so many exciting things have been happening. The newest study, which came out last September, has attracted an enormous amount of interest, particularly in England. And this was a study that was conducted at the University of Southampton, where they gave a modest amount of food dyes to both hyperactive children and what I like to call regular kids, and they found out that any child eating these things is likely to have ADHD symptoms. Any child eating food dyes, petrochemicals like this, is apt to show disturbed behavior, inability to focus, etc. So this was a major study and a major step forward, and it attracted an enormous amount of attention in England, to the point where the major supermarkets in England are getting rid of artificial colors and, in many cases, artificial flavors from their own store brand foods. International candy companies, including Cadbury, Hershey, M&M, Mars, are removing the dyes from the candy that they sell in England. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is they're not changing the candy in the United States, at least not yet. This has prompted a tremendous amount of interest in the media, and parents are removing these additives. They're not feeding the children these things. And the British government is calling for the banning of these petrochemicals from the foods, especially food for children.
Well, now, of course, are the food dyes or the food additives or the food flavorings, are these petrochemicals? Which ones are petrochemicals?
Right. Yeah, that's a good question. There are only, as I said earlier, there are only about 7 dyes that are
right,
widely used in food, and they go by the name of a color followed by a number. So if you see yellow 5, red 40, blue 1, those are petroleum derivatives.
All right.
And if you see something like annatto, that's a natural coloring. The artificial flavors, you know, Dr. Stan, we don't know. Nobody knows. Even the FDA doesn't know what is being put in food as an artificial flavor, because basically a company can put anything they want to in a food and call it an artificial flavor. And that includes a new category of chemicals that have recently been developed that will change the inside of your mouth. They're kind of like MSG, but they can companies are developing chemicals that they can put in a food, and without adding a lot of salt, it will make you think the food is salty. Or without adding MSG, it will make you think the food has a lot of zest and tang to it. So they're actually redesigning the inside of our mouth. They're hiding all of these things under the term artificial flavor.
What about these artificial aromas that they're using? Have you looked at all of
yes,
that?
Very bad idea. And you know the funny thing about scents, aromas, and flavorings, they're often used interchangeably. So what I tell people is if you can smell it, 9 times out of 10, you want to stay away from it.
And, of course, when I was going to get my car washed recently, they said, do you want an artificial aroma? Maybe lemon. Would you like a nice lemon smell? Well, I guess I was smart enough to say no. I think I'll just take the plain old car smell. Our guest has been Jane Hersey. I hope you've enjoyed the program. We're certainly going to get her back on our other programs. I think this is an important, important subject. If you're one of the millions of Americans who has a business, credit card, automobile, medical, or unsecured loan debt of $10,000 or more, and you can't make your monthly payments, why don't you call David Lemure and his debt settlement company at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, because they'll contact your creditors, they'll negotiate a 30 to 60% reduction of what you owe, and arrange for a convenient payment schedule that'll get you out of debt in 12 to 36 months. Why don't you call today? Because the penalties and interest on your debt is increasing, and call David Lemure at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, and start getting out of debt today.
Food in it, they think that they can save money by cutting back on what they serve children. And actually, they are not saving money on it. It's overpriced, and the number of behavior and learning problems that it triggers in children, it costs the school system a fortune.
Basically, is it the flavoring that they're putting in it? Is it the meat? Is it the potatoes? Or
here's a good example. I have an ingredient list for a cheese quesadilla in a typical school lunch program. Now, you know a cheese quesadilla is supposed to be a tortilla and some cheese, maybe a little olive oil. This ingredient list runs an entire page long. And it has things like mozzarella-type cheese flavoring, imitation cheddar-type this and that and the other thing. It's just bizarre what they're putting in food. And it also has a chemical in it, polydimethylphenoxane, I believe it's called. And you know what that is?
What is it?
Silly putty. It isn't food anymore. It stopped being food. And my colleagues and I, even after all these years of working in this area, we don't recognize what these things are. Now, there are some other dishes that are easier to understand and recognize, main dishes like pork rib patty that has 12 different sugars. Now, this is an entree. This is not a dessert. 12 different sugars in their pork dish.
Who's coming up with all of these menus? Who's coming up with the recipes?
Well, the food industry, you know, they're a business, and the purpose of the business is to sell their product. And if they can cut back on the ingredients, on the cost of ingredients...
Hold that. We're out of time. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest has been Jane Hersey. Jane, thank you very much. We will really look forward to having you on other programs. I will call you off the air and get you scheduled.
Oh, that's wonderful. I so enjoy being with you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Well, this is Jane Hersey. And, of course, what we're talking about is nutrition. We have a wonderful DVD put out by our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock. It's called Nutrition and Behavior. We have certainly a number of the videos that are put out by our good friend Lorraine Day on cancer doesn't just happen and cancer doesn't scare me anymore. And we have five of those, and even one of them goes into the psychiatric problems that have been found in people directly related to their diet. And then, of course, the question is, why isn't the government doing something about it? Well, I will tell you why. Because there are people working within our government who believe there are too many people in the world, and they really do believe in population control. And you say, well, they wouldn't do that to our children. And I would ask you, if you went from one person in 33 with cancer, and over 100 years, you were down to one person in two or three with cancer, wouldn't you think that somewhere along the line somebody would do something about it or begin asking questions? You need to hear my talk on, it's available on DVD, None Dare Call It Genocide. You need to hear my talk on planned population control. You need to hear one of the most amazing four tape sets we have called The New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians. It's interviews with Dr. Dunnigan, who back in 1969 heard the former medical director of Planned Parenthood, Dr. Richard Day, lay out the whole program. Too many people in the world, they're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. We're going to suppress cancer treatments. Effective cancer treatments are available, but we're going to conceal those in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation. And then, of course, we're going to come up with terrible new diseases. And you say nobody could really think things like that. Well, you need to hear this tape set. And it is available. We have the actual text of it, one of the few tape sets we have where you actually can actually get the tape, the text written out as well as hear it. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, there really are evil and wicked people out there who have an entirely different worldview. And to put this into its proper perspective, you need to hear two talks. One of them is, of course, The Brotherhood of Darkness, available on DVD. And there's a book that comes with that. If you can't afford the DVD, go to our website at radioliberty.com. And go to the video section, and you can hear the whole talk there. And then you need to hear the talk, The Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret, because there is a secret that ties into this whole issue we've been talking about how the dramatic increase in the incidence of cancer and other diseases. And, of course, you need to know what you can do to protect yourself and your family. So, basically, we do hope many of you will get the material we've mentioned, The New Order of the Barbarians, None Dare Call It Genocide, Planned Population Reduction, the DVD, excellent DVD by Dr. Blaylock, Nutrition and Behavior, and then the material, the five DVDs we have and videos from Lorraine Day, Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore, Diseases Don't Just Happen. And, of course, a number of other. We have actually five of our DVDs. Understand the importance of nutrition. Let me suggest a book by Dr. Russell Blaylock, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And then, of course, his other book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. His book on natural strategies for cancer patients. And we know people have used these techniques and their doctors just couldn't understand why they were doing as well as they were. And any of you would like a copy of the Fitzgerald Report, a report that came out in the Congressional Record in 1955, I think it was, and about cancer treatments that were suppressed at that time, and ladies and gentlemen, they're suppressing them today. Maybe that explains why they're putting cancer-producing products in our food, and you're eating it. Because there really are too many people in the world, at least they will tell us that. I don't believe it for one minute. I believe that there are wicked and evil people out there who have a different worldview. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Greg Moore. John McCain pushed for human rights on a visit to Colombia today. The Republican presidential hopeful told reporters in Cartagena he's seeing, quote, substantial and positive progress in the country. When asked how he would move to assure return of American hostages being held in Colombia,